commentator Gary Borders made a pit stop on the way to Dallas. Now he professes Bucky's claim to fame.
There's been a proliferation of monster convenience stores where gas pumps stretch far as the eye can see. The merchandise includes deer feeders, barbecue smokers, an extensive clothing line, an overwhelming array of road snacks, 80 soda dispensers, and America's cleanest bathrooms. That would be Bucky's, a 60,000-square-foot emporium that just opened its 23rd Texas store in Terrell on the way to Dallas from Longview. We stopped there recently, along with what appeared to be several thousand other curious customers, to get gas and use those famed restroom facilities. The fame is genuine. The restrooms in the New Braunfels Bucky's in 2012 were voted America's best, beating out some five-star hotels in the Hollywood Bowl. I missed that election somewhere along the way. Owner Arch Beaver Alpin was quoted as saying, "Maybe this would be New Braunfels' new claim to fame, the Taj Mahal of Texas." You can't make stuff like this up. I know these are the nation's cleanest bathrooms because there is a sign right outside the men's room proclaiming such. And it's true, one would be hard put to find a more fastidious facility manned by around-the-clock attendants and with a hand sanitizer outside each of the 84 stalls. I've been in plenty of hospital bathrooms that were not as sanitary. And let us not even discuss restaurant and run-of-the-mill convenience store facilities. Co-owner Alpin, in a Wall Street Journal article, insisted Bucky's is not a truck stop. In fact, 18-wheelers are banned because they cause traffic problems, he said. So, unlike other mega facilities, which by size pale in comparison, Bucky's does not rely on road-weary truck drivers in need of a shower and a hot meal to survive. It relies on the rest of us eager to sample the utterly over-the-top ambiance of Bucky's, where a bronze statue of a beaver stands guard outside the entrance. Since the Terrell store had just opened, a giant blow-up of Bucky's swayed in the summer breeze to draw patrons. We waited, a bit self-consciously, so I could take a cell phone photo of my wife in front of the gargantuan Bucky, which would not be out of place in the Macy's Day Parade. In the spirit of tourists anywhere, she points upward in the photo, Bucky's eyes invisible because I had to tilt the phone so far up to capture his head. I guess Bucky's a male. I'm not sure how one tells when it comes to beavers. For size comparison, a new Bucky's is about 50% larger than those Walmart neighborhood markets that have sprung up around here, but only a third the size of a full-blown supercenter. Still, when one considers Bucky's is simply a travel stop, the sheer size does boggle the mind. Bucky's uses an extensive billboard marketing program, which is how I first became aware of the chain while driving to San Antonio a few years ago. Starting many miles out, the cartoon beaver, wearing a red cap, beckons with billboards that say, for example, "Only 262 miles to Bucky's. You can hold it." A few hours later, "Eat here, get gas, Bucky's, 59 miles. And it's potty time, 9 miles. One can buy pretty much anything with the Bucky's logo on it, from pickled jalapenos to 17 fudge flavors to beaver nuggets, whatever those are. T-shirts, caps, keychains, stuffed animals, and bumper stickers. There is little dispute that Alpin and his partner are geniuses at tapping into the Texas mystique of everything being bigger and better in Texas. I don't have much interest in all the stuff that Bucky offers, and I will not be wearing a Bucky's Saving the World from Ordinary t-shirt. But those immaculate bathrooms are hard to resist.
Bucky's believer Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer. You can find his work at GaryBorders.com.